Have you ever walked out of a theme park, restaurant, or retail store feeling completely delighted, yet couldn't quite explain why? That perfect blend of anticipation, engagement, and satisfaction doesn't happen by accident. Behind every exceptional experience lies deliberate design, a carefully orchestrated symphony of elements working together to create something memorable. In Designing Experiences, Rossman and Durden reveal the hidden architecture behind our most meaningful moments, showing how companies like Disney, Apple, and Southwest Airlines have mastered the art of experience design to create devoted customer bases. While 80% of companies believe they deliver superior experiences, only 8% of their customers agree, highlighting the critical gap this framework addresses. Defining experience is challenging. People typically offer examples rather than definitions. At its essence, an experience is consciousness of ongoing interaction, requiring reciprocal engagement between individuals and their environment through deliberate participation. Unlike passive encounters, experiences demand active engagement and unfold through three phases: anticipation, participation, and reflection. Our minds seek optimal stimulation, avoiding both boredom and overwhelm. This explains why unstructured play benefits everyone. Csikszentmihalyi's research identified flow experiences that fully absorb attention, characterized by clear goals, immediate feedback, balanced challenge-skill ratios, and intrinsic motivation. When designing experiences, consider what participants fundamentally want. Seligman's PERMA model provides guidance: positive emotion, engagement, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment. How we allocate attention also matters. Kahneman identified two thinking systems: System 1, automatic, quick, and System 2, deliberate, concentrated. We remember experiences not chronologically, but through emotional peaks, pits, and endings, the peak-end rule, which significantly impacts experience design. Experiences exist on a continuum from ordinary to transformational, with five distinct hierarchical types. Prosaic experiences operate on autopilot, like brushing teeth or familiar commutes. They function in System 1 thinking, where the brain conserves energy by not fully engaging. These experiences aren't memorable by design, which is beneficial. We'd be exhausted if every moment required full attention. Mindful experiences occur when something interrupts autopilot mode, shifting us to System 2 thinking. Creating these requires breaking prosaic patterns to capture attention, like Southwest Airlines using humor in safety briefings. Memorable experiences add emotions to mindful experiences. Following Kahneman's peak-end rule, designers should create positive emotional peaks and endings. Even negative experiences can become positive through effective recovery, like Disney's protocols for quickly resolving lost child situations. Meaningful experiences build on memorable ones by adding discovery about ourselves or the world. These experiences form building blocks of personal identity, benefiting from shared moments and reflection opportunities. Transformational experiences lead directly to personal changes in perspective or behavior. These rare experiences contain all non-prosaic characteristics: reflection, emotion, and discovery, plus significant personal change. Just as landscape architects arrange elements to create landscapes, experience designers must intentionally arrange key elements to create experiencescapes, structured environments where experiences occur. Six fundamental elements compose any experiencescape. People are central. Without conscious participants, experiences don't exist. Successful design depends on engaging the right participants, understanding their motivations, and considering their diverse characteristics. Place situates experiences in both time and space. The sensory characteristics are particularly powerful. Smells trigger memories, like Disneyland's artificial waffle cone scent on Main Street. Visual elements set the mood, and sound levels can make or break an experience. Objects come in three forms: physical objects you can touch, social objects, other people, and symbolic objects, concepts that influence interactions. Different experiences emphasize different object types. Rules govern experiences at multiple levels, including formal laws, social norms, experience-specific regulations, and social role expectations. In multicultural settings, designers must anticipate and reconcile different social norms. Relationships between participants significantly influence experiences. The designer must determine whether relationships matter to the experience. Sometimes they don't, as in movie theaters where audience members needn't interact. Blocking structures how participants move through time and space, the element that transforms static elements into dynamic experiences. Museums illustrate this with self-guided tours, audio tours, and docent-led tours, offering different engagement approaches. Experience design qualifies as a wicked problem, inherently complex, difficult to define, lacking singular solutions. Design thinking provides an accessible approach through a five-stage process. Empathize. Develop understanding of participants' perspectives rather than simply creating what you find desirable. This requires observing participants in context, engaging with them through surveys or interviews, and documenting insights. Define. Organize empathy data to identify pressing needs. Create a point of view statement using the formula user needs to user's need because surprising insight. Ideate. Generate numerous diverse ideas without concern for feasibility. Push aside perfectionism and embrace out-of-box thinking before sifting through ideas to identify promising solutions. Prototype. Transform ideas into physical, actionable artifacts that users can interact with, like mock-ups of settings, role-play situations, or storyboards. The goal isn't creating a polished final version, but developing something to gather feedback. Test. Gather feedback on prototypes from potential participants, approaching testing with openness and willingness to iterate, potentially returning to earlier design stages. While introduced linearly, these stages typically function cyclically in practice, with designers moving back and forth between them as new insights emerge. The most powerful experiences embody intentionality and heterogeneity. Like composers placing each note in a symphony, experience designers must craft every micro-experience with meticulous attention. Walt Disney's Everything Speaks philosophy meant even Disneyland's pavement was designed to communicate through your feet. Heterogeneity, the intentional arrangement of diverse elements, prevents sensory fatigue through rises and falls, dissonance and harmony, ritual and novelty. Experience mapping has become a core design approach, incorporating personas, graphic representations of participants, touch points, micro-experiences creating the journey, reactions, participants' primary responses, and front and backstage contributors, visible and invisible facilitating elements. In our complex world, designing meaningful experiences is now a fundamental skill for creating connection and value. Over 70% of Fortune 500 companies now include experience-focused objectives in strategic planning. Today's consumers demand active participation with brands, requiring experienced designers to orchestrate co-creation across three phases: co-design during anticipation, co-actualization during participation, and co-curation during reflection. The principles of experience design are proving transformative across diverse contexts, from retail to education to healthcare. Technology continues to expand the possibilities, yet the most successful experience designs balance technical innovation with human-centered principles. The future lies in creating adaptive, sustainable experiences that enhance human connection while leveraging technological advancement, ultimately shaping how we interact with products, services, environments, and each other in more meaningful ways. Consider a restaurant visit as an example of experience design in action. During anticipation, you contemplate food preferences, companions, and reviews. The participation phase begins when you interact with actual experience elements, entering the restaurant, ordering food, and engaging with staff. Finally, the reflection phase occurs afterward, when you form judgments that determine whether you'll return. The critical distinction is that experiences aren't simply delivered to passive recipients. They're co-created through interaction between providers and participants. This co-creation aspect explains why identical service elements can produce vastly different experiences for different people, based on their engagement level, expectations, and personal context. By understanding the architecture of experiences, we can transform ordinary moments into extraordinary memories, one thoughtfully designed touchpoint at a time.